leaving a chill that was going to take days to shake. He was cold, cranky, and 100% needed a drink. Instead, he was roaming the Scottish countryside.
"I'm going to be late for bedtime stories," he grumbled.
"Maddie will understand." Understanding didn't make it right.
"I haven't missed a bedtime in 5 months."
Even if he did go back to work immediately after, the last thing he wanted was for his daughter to think he chose work over her. Ever. It was bad enough knowing that had been one of her mother's final thoughts.
"It's important she knows she can depend on my being there for her."
A hand clapped his forearm.
"She knows, Thomas." "Does she? She's barely 5 years old. 6 months ago, she trusted her mother would be home too."
He watched the wipers moving back and forth, sweeping away the streaks of rain. Ahead, the narrow road disappeared into the black.
"She still wakes up calling for Rosalind in the middle of the night, you know."
Less frequently than she had in those months immediately after the accident, but often enough. Those cries cut him to the quick.
"A child shouldn't have to grow up without her mother," he said.
At least half a dozen times a day, Maddie would do something that would have him turning to share a smile, only to realize there was no one there with whom to share it.
"Did you know that the other day, she asked me to help her write to Santa and ask if he would talk to Heaven about letting Rosalind visit for Christmas?"
"Yikes."
Linus sucked in air through his teeth.
"What did you tell her?" "Something about Santa already knowing her wish and Rosalind being with us even though she's invisible. Wasn't my best moment." "I'm sure you handled the moment just fine." "Be better if I didn't have to handle the question at all,"
Thomas said with a sigh. If he had stopped Rosalind from driving north that weekend, if he'd been a better husband, he could fill the past nearly 2 years with ifs. Woe is the man who tries to serve two loves. You'd think he'd have learned from past generations that Colliers could either run the family company or maintain a successful marriage, but not both. They'd sold that right for 2 centuries' worth of fiscal success and a royal warrant. Honestly, it was lucky their family had survived for 2 centuries. If Rosalind were alive, she would agree. But she wasn't, and he'd never have the chance to show her he'd learned his lesson.
"I think I see something,"
Linus said, pointing. Up ahead, a signpost took shape in the fog.
"Lochmara, 5 miles.
Thomas read.
"Town this far remote has to have a gas station. We could ask for directions." "Doesn't look like we have to drive that far. Look."
The road had taken a sharp turn, and there was a building ahead with floodlights lining the parking lot. As they drew closer, they saw a wooden sign that read Mick Ringle's Pub swinging in the wind.
"Who on earth would build a pub all the way out here? There isn't a soul around," Thomas noted.
The parking lot was empty, except for a bright red truck.
"Does it matter? They're open. We can get directions and something to eat. I'm starving." "You're always starving." "Because my brother insists on working through the day without a break."
Thomas sighed. Might as well let Linus have his dinner. It was already too late to make story time. If the building had any decent kind of reception, he could call Maddie and say goodnight over the phone. If the place had a phone. The outside looked like an ancient ice house, left over from some old estate. Its gray facade looked bleak and cold. Other than the parking lot, the only light came from slivers peeking through the shuttered windows.
"Looks promising,"
Thomas said.
"Stop being irritable. It's a pub, which means it serves food, and at this point, I'm hungry enough to eat a giant serving of haggis." "Now, that I'd like to see."
At least the front door looked freshly painted, the red brighter and glossier than the shutters. On it hung a giant wreath adorned with tiny Scottish flags.
"Probably from St. Andrew's Day,"
Linus said. No surprise there. Considering Scotland's patron saint began as a fisherman, Thomas imagined the small coastal